It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is abjure, spelled A-B-J-U-R-E. Abjure is a verb that means, in formal usage, to renounce upon oath or to reject solemnly. It can also mean to abstain from or to avoid. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Economist. Leo Tolstoy was an inveterate quitter. All his life, he gave up the things that mattered to him, or tried to. He bolted from university without a degree, left the army, renounced the privileges of aristocracy. He rejected the Orthodox Church and abjured fiction as a vanity. Just as a jury swears to produce an unbiased verdict, and a witness swears to tell the truth on pain of perjury, those who abjure their former ways swear them away. The word abjure, as well as the words jury and perjury, comes from the Latin jurare, which means to swear, and which in turn is based on the root jus, meaning law, plus the prefix ab, meaning away. These days, we can casually abjure, that is, abstain from, various vices, but in the 15th and 16th centuries, to abjure was a matter of renouncing something under oath, and sometimes a matter of life and death. For example, during the Spanish Inquisition, individuals were given the choice between abjuring unacceptable beliefs and being burned at the stake. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.